We all have mixed feelings about shop class. We made cutting boards for our moms or nightstands that weren't quite level, while the kid at the next workbench made a mahogany chessboard or a media center for the living room. Ryan Mosley has topped them all.
That's so weird, it's backwards.
This is Mosley Number One, an electric guitar modeled on the famous Fender Telecaster made in clear dark walnut. It's got a brushed aluminum pick guard and an orange epoxy resin inlay with his name, Mosley, and a phoenix in flight.
I have a phoenix bird that I put on it because I was born and raised in Phoenix, so I was like, I'll do that, and then I have a last name.
I wasn't convinced a high school student could make a good guitar, so Mosley and I visited the Sitka Fine Arts Camp to meet with Sitka's premier rock and roller.
Oh, hey, I'm Joe Montagna, local Sitka, school teacher slash guitar player. I've been playing guitar my entire life, love guitars. I play lead guitar in a Sitka local cover band, Slack Tide. We just do lots of classic rock songs, and this is a piece you could put up in a guitar center when you walk into. Guitar Center is a famous chain down south, right? You would find this in the guitar center, and you wouldn't like blink twice at like, oh, that's definitely a school guitar. You'd be like, oh, how much is this one? And then when you picked it up, the real connoisseur will be like, oh, this thing's gonna have great tone because it weighs a ton. Yeah. And there's no name on the top, so I would say, oh, Mosley down there, who's that? It's gorgeous.
So you're thinking, well, he made it on a computer. Of course it's a good guitar. But he didn't make it on a computer. He designed it on a computer and cut the parts out on a computer-controlled router. Everything else, the walnut finish, installing the pickups and electronic controls, was regular shop-class elbow grease. The computer has elevated designs, but hasn't replaced craft.
Ryan's a single Design of Fab 2 student in a class full of Design of 1 Fab 1 students, so he's pretty much an independent study student.
Mike Vieira is one of Sitka's career and technical education teachers. He had the context and the contacts to help Mosley create his custom guitar.
So about 6 years ago, when we had just gotten this, we hosted a teacher workshop and had a bunch of teachers come down from different parts of the state of Alaska and the Northwest. And they built a bunch of guitars. And the teacher that led that, Corey Torpa, he teaches in Kalama, Washington. And so he wrote the tutorial for this. After that workshop, we were able to write a couple grants to spend some time together and develop curriculum. I've based a lot of what I do with students on what he was doing with students at that time. So when Ryan expressed that he had interest in doing guitar, I was like, oh, I know just the person.
Before school ended for the summer, I visited Mosley in the shop while he worked on the guitar. I watched him cut the curvy Telecaster body. Mosley observed as the router bit sliced through the walnut, one eye on the computer monitors next to the machine.
Yeah, it looks like we got a nice cut. So there's all the pockets. So like this, I custom did this off a couple different design references because there's this tunnel to the knobs.
Mosley later cut the guitar's neck, which was a bit more challenging as it tapers. With time running out, he bought a ready-made fretboard and, of course, all the electronics. In all, he spent around $500 to build a guitar that sells for several thousand.
How much you want for it? We laugh, you know. Someone must have told that to Les Paul when he made his first guitar. That's the guy's name. You know who Les Paul is?
Yeah.
He literally designed it and went to the company and said, here, Gibson. It's named after me, you know, 0001. I can only imagine what that guitar would fetch today.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so, hey, you could be the next Les Paul.
Mosley is enrolling in an out-of-state undergraduate engineering program this fall. He'll probably have a roommate who, if fate is kind, had a great shop class too, where he was encouraged to make an electric bass, or at least drumsticks. Because nowadays, a cutting board just doesn't cut it. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.